bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E8, code word Theta.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Come on and take a trip in my rocket ship. Destination Moon. No, darn it. Always hit through the ball. Yeah, okay. One more try, Howell. Be the ball. Be the coffee mug. Don't think of it as work, old man. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself. Well, back to it. Eddie, front and center.
Right here, Administrator Howell. What do you need?
Eddie, enough with the Administrator Howell bit. Just call me Sarah. Come in, have a seat.
Are you sure, Sarah? I don't want to interrupt your putting.
Just keeping the old arm in practice. You never know, after all.
When you'll play golf on the moon?
Why not? Alan Shepard did. Anywho, I called you in for actual work. Take down a few notes while I, talk, speak, dictate.
You know you can ask the computer.
I need to get Pafnuti up here for a little chat. Mining is down and management
computer,
is
peeved. Computer, schedule a meeting with mining supervisor Andreev.
I really like those little quiches the kitchen put out the other night. I wouldn't call myself a quiche guy, you know what I'm saying? But let's see those on the menu again real soon.
Take down whatever that was and send a memo to nutritionist Jackson.
Oh, and schedule a staff meeting for the end of shift tomorrow. All staff.
Is something going on?
Nothing big, nothing important, just attendance will be mandatory.
Computer. Mandatory meeting tomorrow. All staff. End of the first shift. Is that all?
Now, one more thing. I've got a job for you, Mix Riesel.
You just put me in this position, Administrator.
Just a little side project. It won't take much time. What do you know about the freeholds?
Sir? Not much, other than the usual, what everyone knows.
Tell me.
It's just what everyone knows.
Look, you gotta help me out here. I told management that I'm on top of things, but I've been on the moon for a long time. Eddie, news moves slow. I need some intel.
It's the freeholds. It's where people live if they're not in an enclave or city or whatever. The Megas kind of let them be because they're not prime locations, you know? They started out as reservations or slums or shantytowns, but when the megas consolidated, they stayed outside and created their own little societies. As long as they don't use too many resources or challenge anything, they get ignored.
Well, not anymore. Someone is asking questions about Moonbase personnel with connection to the Freeholds. Someone big.
But why? It's just a few groups barely getting by. They don't even have the tech to do anything but farm.
That's not what I'm told. Apparently, they've got tech and big plans. And now there could be folks inside the system. No one's ignoring them now. Especially not you. Get out there, poke around the base, and see what you can find.
Why me?
You were in communications, right? Go on, communicate. I need information before we get into, well, other stuff that's on the way down.
What about security?
I don't trust that Langlois, fresh off the rocket and one hell of an attitude. Oh, this is all you. Now go on with you and let me know when you know. I'll be working on my short game. Eddie, close the door behind you. Where were you born?
Oh, freeholds. Someone asking questions, someone big, tech savvy. Ugh!
Hey now, right sides for walking, left sides for muttering. Oh, Eddie. Hey there, pal.
Mix Brigado Fisher.
Oh, come on now, don't tell me you're still sore about
being fired behind my back.
Well, I couldn't do it in front of you. I needed Howell's approval. Look, it wasn't you. It's me. Comms is a one-guy job, really, and I mean...
I get it. You're the guy.
It's the role I was born to play.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a job to do.
Oh, sure. Of course. Eddie, speaking of jobs, you don't happen to remember where we moved that final messages folder when we rejigged the files?
I wouldn't know.
Damn it. Ever since the network went down, I've been trying to piece things together, and I think there might be a clue in there somewhere. I just need to... Hey!
Ugh, ignoramus.
Okay, Chris. Watch the display... Now. See? Right when I predicted it.
It's the ion drag. It's creating a void in the center of the plasma.
Yep, that's the hole that makes it a donut. Now, what's really cool is if you... Oh, Eddie. Hi.
Hi.
Eddie! Sorry to hear about the... You know.
Eyes on your work. Record that data.
You're not actually in charge here.
Thanks, Dr. R.
Roger. No science in that one, let me tell you.
It'd be a shame if something happened to him in the middle of the night during a sudden downpour.
So, where's everybody else?
Dr. Ray is lecturing on astrobiology in the observatory, which is where we should be at the moment.
Now. Science never sleeps. Oh, hey, that would make a good album title when I get my band together.
Right. Speaking of something, you haven't noticed anyone snooping around or asking strange questions or, well, anything like that lately?
Other than you right now? It's a weird thing to ask on a moon base.
Right? What's up with you, Rizal?
Are you base security now? Huh?
Dr. Day.
Hey, it's not me. Howell's got a bug up his butt about some kind of spies poking around. Sounded far-fetched to me, but this is my job now. I'll put you down as a no.
Darn right it's a no, foolish human. Now, out. Out!
I'm sorry about her. Again. Forever. You know, I always thought the Freehold sounded like a nice idea, actually.
There wasn't much point in starting with the science crew. Not that I'm gonna find anyone, but... Every one of them acts like they have something to hide. Then it's just results they haven't published yet. They wouldn't last a minute outside of the system. Who'd print their journals and hand out awards? Ugh, that Dr. Day, though. I want a reporter just to see what her file looks like. I'm not gonna. I'm just saying it's probably interesting reading, even if she's not freehold material. I mean, who around here really is? They all sign their contracts, do what they're told. Of course, so do you, Eddie. So do you. Where else do I look? Not maintenance. Wilder's in it for that fancy arm of hers. And her crew doesn't have a spare minute to revolt. Mining crew, same problem. They pretty much work, eat, and sleep. Howell definitely doesn't like that new officer, but no self-respecting freehold would let security in the door. Or, is that the best cover you could choose? I wish I thought of that earlier. Who else have I got? Medical, quartermaster's office, another admin? I gotta think this out.
Here, sit down. I saved your spot.
Work to do. Work to do. To. Thank you. The kitchen was just. They put in a dishwasher, and it's nice to have, but then it's loud and loud and.
I told them that might be a thing.
Yeah, me too. To work, to do work, to do.
There were all those little cups to wash too after the quiche, which was wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I don't know how you do that.
They're not too hard. Too. Tofu, one tablespoon of cornstarch to bind, garlic, onion, black salt. Garlic, onion, black salt.
Sounds like magic to me. I can grow food, but I can't make food. Not like you.
Who's there?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't, I just didn't wanna... Well, things sounded, personal.
There's, is there something I can do? Do you need something?
It's not that important. I was actually, looking for someone else.
Anyone in particular?
Oh, right, McVet? They're still working in here, right?
Technically.
Jackson. Harold's been a bit under the weather, but they're still agriculture lead. Is there something I can help you with?
No, I appreciate that, but I wanted to get their take on something about the, freeholds. I mean, they came from one, didn't they? I remember hearing that they came in from a freehold to start with.
That's true. Not everyone knows that. I'd be a little careful where you mention that.
Because of the spies? People have been talking about spies. Good ones and bad ones. Thank you, Nessa, again. I better get back to the kitchen. Work to do, to do. Work to do.
So, do you know when I could?
Jackson's right. There are rumors. Harold's a good person. They don't deserve to get caught up in some kind of hunt.
Yeah, of course. And you don't... You wouldn't know about any...
Thank you for stopping by. I'll be sure to let Harold know.
Okay, thanks. Smooth, Rizal. Nicely done.
Ugh. Hey, watch where you're going, twerp.
How was I supposed to see you lurking behind the...
I wasn't lurking anywhere. I was just walking in. Security. You might want to think twice before you talk back.
Oh, you're Langwa. I know all about you.
Le petit fin-fin. And I know about you, sneaking all over the base, asking about freeholds. You and I are going to have a little chat very soon now, just as soon as I...
Pardon me? But those are my microgreens you're pushing Mix Rizal up against.
Nessa, I'm sorry, I didn't... you weren't...
Do I know you?
I mean, agriculturalist Chong, of course. Nothing to worry about. Security business. I'll take it out of your way. With me, Rizal.
Hey, I didn't do anything. Are you letting me go, or...
Oh, I'm gonna let you go.
Well, good.
For now. I'm letting you go. For now. I've got a little investigation of my own to take care of. Once all my sources are in a row. It's you and I, fella. We're gonna talk about your boss, too. That bouffon Brigado Fisher. Soon.
I don't even work for him anymore! Oh, shit. That wasn't shit. That's all I needed. Oh, it's too late now. Word's obviously getting around. I don't know if it was Howell or one of the scientists. It doesn't matter now. If he's involved, they're gonna want results. I have to come up with something. I don't know what, but I gotta...
Eddie? Hey. Eddie, that you again?
Shit. Roger?
Just Roger is fine. Though I guess I understand the sentiment. I thought when I heard you, maybe you were looking for me because... I know you don't technically work for me anymore.
Because you had me fired.
Well, sure, but I'm still trying to track down those files. It's really for everyone. Without these final messages, I can't figure out what happened to our link with the other side. And now, there's this big staff meeting tomorrow. Who knows what the consortium is going to do next? We have to be ready.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what happened to your files.
No surprise there, I guess. There's a reason I got rid of you in the first place. I'm sorry. Eddie, that's not fair. I'm just... These files, there was stuff in there that might help. Staff, changes, they might be closing a base or two. It'd be good to know, right? There were all these rumors about the Freeholds, too, and now Howell wants more info on that, but I'm not having any luck.
Wait, the Freeholds?
What of it?
That's where all this started. Rumors from the other bases? That's all they got?
Not sure what you mean, pal.
Never mind at all. So, you wanted me to take another look for those files? I could check your console if you wanted.
Really? Hey, if you do that...
No problem. After all, we just had a professional disagreement. I mean, we all work for the same side, right?
Right.
I'll get in there and take a look. Why don't you take a walk, get your mind off things. Speaking of rumors, I heard there's a fresh case of dairy milk down in storage.
Oh, yeah? I'll just, better go check on that. Don't touch my picture of Alex!
Okay, first things first. Let's make sure all those files are actually deleted. Last thing I need is that doofus finding them again. Okay, I think we're safe. Now, before he gets back, I gotta make this quick. Recording. Private channel Rizal. Highest level of encryption. Use my previous destination code. This is Edwin Rizal to Satellite Sodorio. Satellite Sodorio, forward my next message to all secure freehold channels, and then terminate this connection. Our security may have been compromised. This will be my last message. It looks like Base Theta is being shut down, just like all the others. I think it's probably safest if I go into stasis early, so they don't find me out. Plus, there's less chance that I'll murder Roger. The bad news here is that our presence is suspected. There are only rumors at the moment. I don't think they have any names. Howell couldn't have kept that to himself. But it's too much exposure if they even think that Freehold agents exist. Someone else will come looking who's more... dedicated. The better news? There are folks who sympathize with the cause. If you can make contact during the shutdown sequence, there might still be a chance. Maybe one of the smaller, more mobile Freeholds can reach out. Any message is likely to be traced. Just make sure they don't reveal my existence or any of the other Freehold... I can't keep saying agents, I just hate the word. Say, Freehold representatives, ambassadors. Anyway, folks like me, make sure we're safe. Universe willing, we might all make it through. This is Edwin Rizal, signing off.
Delete, delete, delete.
Thank you, Mix Brigado Fisher, and I am over and out.
And that was the final episode of Moonbase Theta Out, All Your Base. Featuring Mark Lee as Eddie Rizal, with Lee Shackelford, Lehman Kessler, Cass McPhee, Sarah Ray Werner, Dallas Wheatley, Elisa Park, and Cole Burkhart. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. DJ Silvis wrote the episode and edited dialogue, while Cass McPhee did the sound design. Cass and Deej co-produced the episode. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Thank you for taking this little trip into the past, the moon past, as we explored every base. I'm not saying it again, folks. Here with you. Now we're coming up on a bit of a break as we crack down and focus on putting together a certain season 4 that I think you're all waiting for. But before that, maybe keep your eye on the feed at the end of December? There might be a little gift arriving right around then. Oh, and now more than ever, keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please help. I'm inside the dresser. Help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the yes. ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside, but now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.